Today's daf is Me'ila Daf Yutes, and we will begin six lines from the top of Daf Yutes Amid Aleph Amamar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, and a Schus Refuah Shalema for Moshe Ben Esther Adol Lipa. So yesterday, Daf Yomi began the fifth perek of Mesechtes Me'ila, which introduced a very important halacha as it relates to Me'ila 101. And that is that Mi'ila, loosely translated, is Nene Minahektish. Stating that, there are times where a person will be Mayal if he has Hana from Hektish, only if he depreciates the item from which he had Hana. So if he has Hana from Hektish, and in the course of his having Hana, the Hektish gets ruined, it gets devalued, it's only then that he's going to be considered a Mayal. There are times, however, where a person can be Nena Min HaHektish, and even if he doesn't devalue, he doesn't depreciate at all the Hektish, still he's going to be considered a Mayal. What does it depend on? The Mishnah said, Kol Dover Sheyesh Bei Pgam, if it's something where the Derech is, that ordinarily a person is Nene in a way where he's devaluing it in some way, then the halach is loy mal at sheyifkoy. V'she'im bo'y pgam, if the derech to be Nene from this thing is without making a pgam, kimet she'nene mal, then the halach is he would be considered a mayel even if he wasn't poigim in it at all. That's the first important halacha that we need from Daf Yutches before we start Daf Yutes. The second is that even though, again, we keep on translating Mi'ila as Nedim and Ahektish, Rashi says in a Chumash, in the Parsha of Mi'ila, but what came clear on Daf Yutches is that there's really another way for a person to be Mo'il Behektish. And as we'll see at the end of the Daf, when we talk about the raid, that it's actually, according to most Rishonim, a way that one can be Mo'il without having any Hana at all. So how could he be Moyo without having Hana? Isn't Me'ila by definition Shenena Min HaHektish? The answer is, if somebody is Moitzi something from the Rishos of Hektish, so if somebody would take something from the Rishos of Hektish and transfer it into another Rishos, so the Gizbar, he's the treasurer, he has power of attorney to deal with all issues related to Hektish. If he would take an item of Hektish and give it to somebody else, as soon as that person does a kinyan in that item, he does a meshicha, he does a hagbah, and now left the rishus of Hektish, and the halacha is, it's considered me'ila. Whether the person has ana or the person doesn't have ana, the halacha is that yitzia mirishus is considered me'ila. So again, two important things. This is me'ila 101, things that we didn't really come to until the end of the Masechta that relate to today's daf. Number one, if someone is going to be mayil via the medium of hana, does it have to be a hana sheyesh baipgam or a hana sheim baipgam? It depends. If it's a dover sheyesh baipgam, then says the Mishnah lo'imal at sheyifkan. If it's a dover sheim baipgam, kivin shenena mal, even if there was no pagam. Another important thing is that it's possible for a person to be mal, even if he didn't have an hana. Simply by transferring something from the rishos of Ektish into his own personal rishos, that would be enough for him to be chayv. Zoch the Gemara, amamar. So there was a long-winded braisa that the Gemara on Daf Yutches, and on Daf Yutches, the Gemara is going to analyze not the whole Braisa, but parts of the Braisa. So one of the things that the Braisa said was that the Parasha of Me'ila begins with the word Nefesh. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemer. Nefesh ki simo mal, says the Gemara. We learn from there, Echad Hayochid, the Echad Hanasi, the Echad Hamashuach b'mashma. And the Gemara then brought a drasha to teach me that not only is an ordinary person subject to the laws of Me'ila, but the Nasi, as in the Melech, he could be Mayel, and the Kohen Gadol is subject to the laws of Me'ila as well. Says the Gemara, this is Me'ila language. Sheyachal Mai. Why would you need a pasuk to tell me that the Nasi or the Mashuach is subject to the laws of Me'ila? Pshita, isn't that obvious? Nefesh Ksiv. I mean, if it says Nefesh, Nefesh always means anybody. So why would you think that the Nasi or the Mashuach would be excluded? So the Gemara says, Maldo Teim, I would have thought, Amakra. Being that it says, V'ashiyitem mimenu al-hazar, the end of the pasuk is V'nichras me'am. But the context over there is the Shemen HaMishcha. It says in the Torah that if somebody is sach with the Shemen HaMishcha, if somebody puts the Shemen HaMishcha on himself, he's chayiv karis, as mentioned in great detail in the early dafin of Masechtas Krisos. V'hai lav zorhu do'im shech bagavei. Now that halacha, the Gemara says, doesn't relate to the melech, it doesn't relate to the Kohen Gadol either. The reason is because the only time there's an issa to put the Shemen HaMishcha on you is if you're a zar towards the Shemen HaMishka, right? Zar is loosely translated as a Yisrael, but the truth is a zar is not a Yisrael. Zar is not a synonym for Yisrael. Zar means anyone that's not included in a specific parasha is considered a zar. So when there's a halacha of avoida, for example, that has to be done by a kohen, so a non-kohen is considered a zar. A levi is also considered a zar, because a levi also can't do an avoida that only a kohen is allowed to do. If the avoida has to be done by a levi, then the Yisrael would be considered a zar, and the kohen would also be considered a zar. Anytime you're a stranger to a specific halacha, you're referred to as a zar. Says the Gemara, the kohen gadol and the melech are not zars when it comes to the halachas of Shemen HaMishka, because they sometimes get the Shemen HaMishka. Being that they're not zar when it comes to the halachas of Shemen HaMishka, says the Gemara, it's poshut that if the Kohen Gadol or the Melech would put Shemen HaMishka on themselves, Shalei B'Makom Mitzvah, they wouldn't be Chayiv Karis. Now, by the way, even though the Gemara assumes this is poshut, it's really Machlokes Remein Rabbi Yehuda in the beginning of Masechtas Krisis. But for our sugya, it's poshut they wouldn't be Chayiv Karis. Being that they wouldn't be Chayiv Karis, therefore, the Gemara assumes for sure there wouldn't be Me'ilah. And being that you find one Hechetimtza with the Kohen Gadol and the Melech are excluded from the laws of Me'ilah, so you would think maybe they're always excluded from the laws of Me'ilah. That's already a leap of faith. But says the Gemara, you could argue that. Kamash Malan, that's why we needed a drasha to tell me that when it comes to the laws of Me'ilah, Echad HaYachid, Echad HaNasi, Vechad HaMashuach B'mash. Again, why would you think that the Melech and the Meshuach may would be excluded from the laws of Me'ilah? Because there's one type of Me'ilah that they're for sure excluded from. The halachas of Me'ilah as they relate to the Shemen HaMishka. So being that you find that they're excluded from those laws of Me'ilah, so maybe they should be excluded from all laws of Me'ilah? Kamash Malan, not, says the Gemara. That another thing that was mentioned in the Braisa and Daf Yud Ches was that there are other places that you find this Lashon of Me'ilah. The Gemara brought to. The Gemara said that you find regarding the Soita. Dabra b'nei Yisrov yamarta aleim, ish ish ki siste ishtoi, uma'aloi v'ma'al. So this woman, who's an ish ish, who's mezana tachas baila, she didn't just commit znus, she violated an iser Me'ilah. Not a Me'ilah of Hektish, but a Me'ilah towards her husband, towards her marriage. The Torah uses the same Lashon. Another place where you find the Lashon Me'ilah is Avodah Zarah. Vayimalu be'alehei avoseihem, vayiznu achrei alehei amei oretz, asher hishmed alekim ipneim. A pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph. So again, you find the Lashon of Me'ilah in the context of another parasha, the parasha of Avodah Zarah. Another thing that the Gemara brought was that by Truma, even though you don't find anywhere the Lashon of Me'ilah, stating that there's a lot of commonality between Me'ilah and Truma, and that is because the Torah uses the same Lashon in both parashas, the Lashon of Chet. Nefesh ki simo mal v'chata b'shkaga, that's in the parasha of Me'ilah, and regarding the halachos of Truma, it says, v'leisisu olav chet b'harim chemes chel b'mimenu, chet, chet, the Gemara learns Me'ilah from Truma. Either way, that was mentioned in the Braisa and Daf Yud Ches, and the Gemara is coming back to it now. It says, the Gemara, v'akshu rachman olav saito, olav yitzchavim l'truma. What emerges from Daf Yud Ches, from that Braisa, is that we compare Me'ilah to three other parashias in the Torah. We compare Me'ilah to Saita, we compare it to Avodah Zarah, and we compare it to Truma, and the Gemara says, why? The Saita, what we learn from Saita is the Afag Aftalei Pagam. A Saita is subject to all the laws of Saita, whether the Bia that she committed was a Bia that devalued her, or a Bia that didn't devalue her. So when is a Bia considered to have devalued the woman? She was a Psula. So if she was a Psula, she's considered to be worth more money, her Ksuba's more, and it's for that reason, now that she becomes a Ba'ula, the Bia caused the pgam. And being that it caused a pgam, so there's a concept of pgam. But when it comes to Saita, there's no tanai that she had to have been a psula. There's no halacha that there had to have been a pgam. So we learn from there that just like the Me'ilah and the parish of Saita has nothing to do with pgam, so too, Gabi Hektish Nami, Nasa Tabas Biyodamala. It's possible for a person to be subject to the laws of Me'ilah, the Me'ilah of Hektish, even if there wasn't a pgam. Ki actually, Rachman Ovid is Gechavim. What do we do with the Hektish from Ovid Zara? We learn from there the at the Isbe Shinoi, Gabi Hektish Nami, Ad the Bika Bekardim. Just like Ovid Zara, what happens when a person's Ovid Ovid Zara? So, in addition to the obvious, what the person essentially did was he transferred himself, this is interesting, from the Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this, the Rishus of the Elohim Acherim, to the Rishus of the Avodah Zarah. So what's happening is there's a transfer from Rishus to Rishus. And we learn from there that just like Avodah Zarah is called Me'ilah, regardless of Hana, simply by virtue of the fact that there was a Haitzam Rishus Lashus, if somebody takes a Davar Shel Hekdesh and he's Moitzi it from the Rishus Hekdesh to a Rishus Hedyet, that too would constitute Mi'ila. What does the Gemara mean when it says, Gabi Hekdesh Nami Ad Debika Bekardim? So take a look in the Mefarish and in Tosfos that it's just a Hechetimtza, an example, based on a sugi arucha masachtes bavim tziyav, when one would be chayev if he was moitzi mirushos lushos. But the point that we need for this gemara is that just like avodah zara, there's an idea of being moitzi mirushos lushos, and the Torah calls it meila. So too, the parasha meila in the Torah is one can violate even if he didn't have anah simply by being moitzi mirushos lushos. And then finally, akshe rachmano the truma. Chet mi truma. What does that teach me? Ma truma. It says ki yoichal, and we learn from there problematic. So if somebody eats truma, he violates all the halachas of truma. What if someone's mazik truma? Then he doesn't. So we learn from there. Gabi hektish nami called by arachiva ki mazik leipata. That if somebody would be mazik hektish, he wouldn't be considered a mile. So the bottom line is, we learned three very important halachas, just basic hilchas meila, from the fact that the Torah compared meila to soita, to avodah zarah, and then to truma. From Saita we learn that a person could be a moil behektish even if he wasn't poygame in the hektish. Hektish that he had enough from, he didn't steal, he didn't take anything away from hektish. It was worth $100, it's still worth $100. It doesn't matter. It still could be considered me'ilah. From Avodazar we learn that a person could be considered a moil even if there was no anah at all. Simply by being moiti mishus l'shus, that in and of itself would be enough for it to be considered me'ilah. And then finally, from truma we learn that if somebody would be mazik hektish, he wouldn't be considered a mile. Interesting. So if someone's mazik hektish, that not. If you have hanah from hektish, you're a mile. If you're moitzi hektish, mirshus hektish, then you're considered a mile. If you're mazik hektish, you're not. Three very basic, this is Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Hilchas Mila. How do I know it? From the hekish to Saita, the hekish to Avodah Zarah, and the hekish to Truma. Ketz, anos no katlo. So the Mishnah gave me an example of a hanah that ordinarily does not involve a pagam, and said that if somebody would have that type of hanah from hektish, he'd be subject to the laws of meila. Meaning, when does meila require pagam? When not? If it's a dover, ordinarily it involves pagam, then you have to have the pagam. If it's something that doesn't ordinarily involve the pagam, you don't have to have the pagam. The example was jewelry. So if somebody would take jewelry that belongs to hektish, a woman, let's say, and she would wear it, so would he be, or would she violate the laws of Me'ilah? There was no pgam. The answer is yes, because it's a davar. We ordinarily, by wearing jewelry, you don't devalue the jewelry. So for that reason, it would be. Is that true? Jewelry is something that doesn't devalue, doesn't depreciate when you wear it. If that's the case, what happened to all the jewelry of Nun's daughter-in-law? So first of all, Nun was the name of a person, as in Yeshua ben Nun. So Nun is the name of a person. Apparently, he was a very wealthy man, and when his son got married, he gave his daughter-in-law a lot of very expensive jewelry. Everybody knew about it. And it seems that years later, her jewelry disappeared. And the Gemara assumed that, why did it disappear? Probably because it just devalued, must have deteriorated. And with time, it just disappeared. So if Kahana told Rav Zvid, how could the Gemara say jewelry doesn't disappear? What do you mean? So he told him, Rav Zvid told Rav Kahana, you know where Nun's daughter-in-law's jewelry is? Maybe it's in the same place your daughter-in-law's jewelry is. Okay, what he meant to say was that she probably didn't take care of her jewelry, and that's why she doesn't have it anymore. She lost it, but had she taken care of it, she would still have it, because jewelry doesn't depreciate. It doesn't devalue, is the right word, just from wearing it. But the Gemara says, "Va'oid," there are things that go up in value that depreciate, so you have to be careful when you use that word. But either way, and the Gemara says, besides, even though it's true that the Gemara is saying that jewelry doesn't devalue, but eventually it will. I mean, everything at some point goes bad. Everything. Elamai, that the Gemara doesn't mean eventually. If we're talking about a person, he took something, he used it. Right now, because of this hishtamshus, did that cause something to happen to the thing that he used? Jewelry, not. Over 20 years, something's going to happen? Okay, mazel tov. We don't mean over 20 years. We're looking at this act of hana that this person had right now. Does there have to be pgam in order for it to be considered a chshivus of hana? It depends. If usually by using something, you would cause it on some level to devalue, then the halacha is yes. Just because Nun's daughter-in-law's jewelry disappeared, that was over time. We don't mean over time. We mean from this specific act. Either way, that's the Gemara says. And then the Mishnah said, if someone has hana from a carbon chatos, We had this a few times already in the Masechta. If the Chatos is alive, then the halacha is, a person is not considered to have been mahal unless he caused pgam. Shehi mesa, if it's not alive, kivin shenena mahal. As soon as he has any ana, he's already considered a mahal. While it's alive, what would that seem to suggest? It would seem to suggest that by having ana from it, you would maybe be devaluing it. Mechti, behema tmima, hainu koshal zav. Isn't a behema tmima a koshal zav? What do we mean? We mean this specific behema tmima, which is a carbon chatos. Being that it's oimed to be brought as a carbon chatos, the only thing that could ever happen with this carbon is to be brought as a carbon. To be brought as a carbon, if it gets a little schwacher, if it gets a little weaker, if something happens to it, it doesn't devalue it from the carbon's perspective, because there's nothing to do with it other than being makrevid, and just because you made it weaker doesn't make it possible. So the Gemara is saying then from a pagan perspective, we should look at it like a piece of jewelry. So why? We're saying, assuming that there's shayich pagam, it's not shayich pagam. Because even though a behema physically is not like a piece of jewelry, a behema is technically subject to pagam, but not a behema of chatos. Because the value of the chatos is related to its being kosher to be brought as a carbon. And the fact that it becomes shvacher doesn't make it not kosher to be brought a carbon. Now, even though we know there's a difference between a chata shmeina and a chatas chusha, you think? But at the same time, it's still a kosher carbon, the Gemara is arguing. So, l'chura, freita Gemara, ibe behema tmima, hainu koshal zav, it's not subject to pgam. Aber Rapapa said, bebalas mum askin. We're talking about where it's a balas mum. Being that it's a balas mum, what's the halacha when a chatos or any carbon that has a mum, it becomes psuli amikdashim? Now, you have to be paid it. Oh, you're being paid it. So now how much money am I going to get for it? How much money is Hektish going to get when they're paid this animal? So if you had enough from it and you devalued it, they're going to end up getting less. But now it's subject to pkam. That's where it's negated, this halach. Said sometimes the only time a person can be mayo from Hektish is if he has anah, and at the time that he had anah, he was also paid it. Now we also know that there's a shear of Hektish, or there's a shear of me'ilah. What's the shir mi'ila? It has to be a pruta. It says in the Mishnah, what happens if someone has hana of chatzi pruta, and it was poigim b'chatzi pruta, but the pgam didn't come about as a result of the hana? So somebody put on a beged of hektish, which the Mishnah listed as an example of hana, the ispei pgam. When you wear something, it wears out a little bit, it causes it to somewhat devalue. So you put on a beged of hektish, your hana was a chatzi pruta, and then when you were wearing the beged, you tore it. So there was a tear. So there was a pgam. You're not chayif for being mazik hektish. But the question is that considered a pgam that could be mitztarif with the hana that have hana of chatzi pruta, pgam of chatzi pruta together? I should have a share of pruta. That's the first case. Nena chatzi pruta, pagan chatzi pruta. Oishen nena b'shaver pruta, b'davar echad, pagan b'shaver pruta, b'davar echad. What would be if somebody had hana from something that's hektish, a davar sheyesh pgam, something that the only time you considered a mile is if you were poigim, you weren't poigim. But at the same time, you also a mazik hektish. You took something of hektish and you ruined it. You cause, Rashi says, kegoin sheshafach mashka v'loy nena mehem. So I had ana here from wearing a baget, and there was a pgam there. So the question is again: are the two mitzdarif or not? Says the Mishnah very simple: loy mal achi yahana b'shava pruta v'yipogem b'shava pruta b'davar echad. If it sounds familiar, this was mentioned in the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches. Another halacha, very important halacha in the laws of Meila. Ein moyel achar moyel b'muktashim. This is a shas halacha. Ein moyel achar moyel b'muktashim. You can't be moyel from hektish twice. So once you're moyel from hektish, you can't be moyel a second time. Stating that, you have to read the fine print. Ella, behema v'kli shara is bilvad. It's not always true. There are times when you could be a moyel achar moyel. When? If it was a behema, meaning a behema that's hektish, or kli shares of hektish, the halacha is you could be moyel achar moyel. Okay, so what's an example? Rochav gabi behema. Somebody rode on a behema that belonged to hektish. Uvachaveroi v'rochav. Uvachaveroi v'rochav. Kula malu. Each person, assuming he had ana of shava pruta, is considered a mile. Even though a mile lach a mile, again, ella behema v'klisharis. There are exceptions to the rule. Another example, shasa b'koyshal zov. Uvachaver v'shasa, uvachaver v'shasa. Three people drank out of a koyshal zov that belonged to hektish. Kula malu. They're all considered mile. Talash b'nachatas. If someone tore out a hair of a carbon chatas, uvachaveroi v'talash, uvachaveroi v'talash, kula malu. Again, they're all going to be considered to have been mile. So ein mile acha mile b'mukdashim, ella b'behema v'klisharis b'lvan. What's the svara? Svara is very simple. Why ein mile acha mile? Because the halach is that when a person's mile from hektish, it's yoytzel l'chulin. So being that it's yoytzel l'chulin, I can be mile again. Once you're moil, it became chulin. If it became chulin, it's not possible to be moil. Ela bebehema v'klisharis bovad, because the behema and the klisharis have kedusha sagov. Behema we know has kedusha sagov. Klisharis also has kedusha sagov. These were the klisharis that were used to be mekadesh different karbonos. So the klisharis that was used to be mekadesh the mincha, the sakin, if you hold, you need a klisharis that the shechita was done with. So these were the klisharis that were used in the avoda. They also had kedusha sagov. Just like a carbon had kedusha sagov, there were certain klisharis that had kedusha sagov as well. Just like you can't be poida, something that's hektish, that has kedusha saguf. So too, kedusha saguf is not yoytzel uchulin ayyadei mi'ilah. So just like pidyon can't be moitzi behema and klisharis luchulin, so too mi'ilah can't be moitzi behema and klisharis luchulin. It's for that reason, ain't moyel acha moyel ordinarily. Elo behema v'klisharis bovad, because they're kedusha saguf, and just like pidyon can't be moitzi them luchulin, so too mi'ila can't be moitzi them luchulin. If mi'ila can't be moitzi them luchulin, there's no reason that the certain person shouldn't be moyel. It's not a din, ain't moyel acha moyel. Ain't moyel acha moyel is just a practical thing. Because once you do mi'ila, it's yoytzel lechulin. So to the extent that it's yoytzel lechulin, how's it nageya? How's it nageya for a second person to be moil? But if you have a hechatimsa where it's possible for a second person to be moil, then there's no reason that you wouldn't be able to have mi lachamil. But if this is the case, just important pshat, if the reason ain moil achamoil is because mi'ila is moitzia from chulin, then that would only be true if the mi'ila was done b'shoigig. Because we know that the only time mi'ila is moitzi hektish lechulin is if you're moil b'shoigig. If you're moil b'mezid, even though Rebbe holds yichayiv misa b'dei shemayim, and the Chachamim hold yichayiv malchus, but at the same time, it's not moitzi the hektish l'chulin. A lot of the halachos of mi'ila were said only regarding, in fact, the ikar parasha of mi'ila is nechvesh ki sech simo mal v'chota b'shkoga mikotchei Hashem. The ikar parasha of mi'ila was said regarding a shoigig. So if the reason ain moil acha moil is because once you do mi'ila, it's yoytze l'chulin, so it's only going to be negei if somebody was moil b'shoigig. It's not going to be negei if somebody was moil b'mezid. Either way, Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi says, "Kol davar she'ein loy pidyon yesh boy moil achamoil." So anytime you have hektish, it's the type of hektish that has no pidyon. There, the halacha is going to be yesh boy moil achamoil. And at first glance, Rabbi seems to be the chacham shita. The Gemara is going to ask the kasha. Zok the Gemara, "Mani masis from the chemy. Tanya mishes from the chemy. Tanya looked at the brayza. Ein moil achamoil elo bebehema bovad." The only exception to the rule of ein moil achamoil is a behema. From the chemy, Yomer, the chemy says, "Behema v'klisharis." Behema v'klisharis. What the Mishnah say? Behema v'klisharis. Who's the Tanya of the Mishnah? Ibn Chemya says, "What my time in the Tanakama? What's pshat in the Tanakama? Meaning one of shach. What's the difference between behema and klisharis? Behema, there's moil acha moil because it's kedushas agov. Klisharis is also kedushas agov. So the Gemara says, 'Cause sovra beinyona de behema ksev.' It says very big kiddush because the parasha of Me'ilu was said in the context of behema. The ksev be'el ha'asham. Now, the pasuk says be'el ha'asham, but if you look at the pasuk where it says be'el ha'asham, it's not referring to mi'ila and a behema. What does the pasuk say? So someone was moil. What do you have to bring? You have to bring an ayil. A carbon asham. What's the asham? Ayil. Tamim, menatzayim, everything that's shkol b'shekel kodesh l'ashem has to be worth a certain amount of money. The esa shechotim menakodesh, the person that was chayte yishalim, he has to pay the karen as well. The es chamishisa yosef al, he has to add a chaymish. The nasan oisel a koyin, he gives it to the koyin. The koyin yichaper olav be'el ha'asham v'nislachloy, and the koyin's going to get him kapara with the el ha'asham. The behemoth that the pasuk is referring to is not the subject of the me'ila. It's the carbon. It's the asham. The asham has to be an ayil. Stating that, the Chachamim felt that the word aisle was extra. So what's it coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me not that the Asham has to be an aisle, that I know from the previous pasuk. It's coming to teach me that there's a special halacha in Hilchas Me'ila that's negeya when someone's mile from a behemoth. What's that halacha? Even though ordinarily a mile lach a mile, when it comes to behema, yesh mile lach a mile. Rav Nechemya, what does Rav Nechemya do? So Pasha Rav Nechemya could say, I don't hold it as drasha. But the Gemara gives a different answer. I'm a lach, kabuchaymer. Rav Nechemya held kabuchaymer. Achayr maybe like Dushasan, who atzmai la kolshkein. Says it doesn't make sense. It can't be that a behema has any more kedusha than a klisharis, even with regards to mila. He says, I can't falai that. It's not possible. Why? Because what gives the behema its kedusha? The klisharis. So if a klisharis plays a role in giving the behema its kedusha, how could the Talmud ibrishtag the Rebbe? How could it be the behema that got its kedusha from the klisharis has more kedusha than the klisharis? That the behema yesh moil achamoil, and by the klisharis, eh moil achamoil. Yisrael. Either way, that's the machloikis from the Chemi to Tanakam. Obviously, the Gemara says the Mishnah is going according to the Chemi. Then Rebbe essentially repeated what the Tanakam said. Rebbe Yoimer called Ovash. In Pidyoin, Yesh Boy Moyolach HaMoyol. That was what the Chomim said. Chomim said, Behem and Klisharis, because they're things that are in Loi Pidyoin, because they are Kadosh b'kedushas haguf, not just kedushas dam. It's for that reason you have the halacha moy lachamoy. Faith the Gemara, Haynu Tanakam isn't Rebbe the Tanakam. I'm a Rava. Ikbeinayu eitzim. Dochapa nafkemino, an obscure nafkemino. If someone donates wood to the Beis Hamikdash, so you needed a lot of wood in the Beis Hamikdash. The Marocha, you couldn't make fire without wood, so they needed wood. The Tanu Rabbanu learned to the Brayso. If somebody says that I want to give eitzim to the Beis Hamikdash, so he has to give wood. How much wood? Lo yifchais mishnei gezira. Two logs of wood. Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says a chiddush. Eitzim carbon hay. When someone says a reolai eitzim, he doesn't bring wood for the marocha that was needed to facilitate the carbonos. If someone says a reolai eitzim, it's as if he said a reolai oila. He has to bring a carbon. Which carbon? Eitzim. There's something called carbon eitzim. So we're familiar with an oila and a chatos and a shlomim and a pesach and a bechor and a meiser and a toida. And then we're familiar with oifis and we're familiar with the menachis. There's a new carbon. It's called carbon eitzim. We'll see in a minute. It's a type of mincha. But Rebbe holds eitzim is a carbon. L'may nafkemina, a few. Fetun and melach. I'll call korbancha takriv melach. You need to put salt on top of the eitzim. If all he was doing was donating atzei marocha, you wouldn't need salt. You put salt on a carbon. You don't put salt on the things that facilitate the carbon. But Rebbe holds the eitzim itself as a carbon. Utun and tenufa, you have to do tenufa with it. Amar Rebbe, divi Rebbe. Eitzim, tunim, eitzim. Very geschmack. You need eitzim for the eitzim. Because when you makter a carbon, you have to be makter on top of eitzim. The eitzim is a carbon, so it has to be on top of eitzim. Rapapa said, with divrei Rebbe, eitzim tzrichen kmitza. He held that the eitzim is not just a carbon, it's a mincha. You have to do kmitza. What's the bottom line? If somebody says a reolai eitzim, so according to the Tanakama, you just have to donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rebbe, it's a carbon. In other words, according to the Tanakama, it's kedushas domen. According to Rebbe, it's a carbon, it's kedushas hagof. L'may nafkemina, if someone's mayel from Eitzim, and then another person's mayel from Eitzim, yesh mayel achamayel, or ain't mayel achamayel. According to the Tanakhama, that Eitzim is just there to facilitate the carbon. It doesn't have the chimer of carbon in that it has kedushas aguf. If that's the case, ain't mayel achamayel. But according to Rebbe, that holds as a carbon Eitzim, that it's like a behema. It's like klisharis, it has kedushas aguf. Oh, for that, it's Rebbe l'shitasai. Rebbe was just being moisif, cold over shape. There's another thing that the Tanakhama didn't mention. That's Engloi Pinyon. What is that? That is Eitzim. Rapapa said a different terrace. Kachim is Beach Tmimim. Venasu Balimum. It's talking about Kachim is Beach. You had an Oila. It was a Tamim. And then it became a Balmum. So what's the halacha when it becomes a Balmum? It's supposed to be poided. For Avav Shachtam. And then you went ahead and shechted it. The question is, could you be poided now? Or could you not be poided now? So it's a machloikis. What's Italian? It's Italian whether you could do Hamada V'Harocha, or whether you need to do Hamada V'Harocha in this case or not. Because one of the requirements of Pidyon is Hamada V'Harocha. This is Temura 101. This came up in a lot of the Masechtas that we learned recently. But there's an idea that you have to place the thing in front of Bezdin, and you the Bezdin has to assess what its value is before it's going to be poided. Once the animal's dead, can't do Hamada V'Harocha anymore. So whether or not you can or cannot do Hamada V'Harocha is going to, I mean, whether or not you need to do the Hamada V'Harocha, meaning whether or not you can be Poida, will determine whether you look at it as Kedushas Agov, you look at it as Kedushas Damim. And that's the Machloikis. And the Gemara says, V'Tanya, in fact, it's a Mefurisha Brais, which will clarify this. Kochim is Bech, Tmimin, V'Nasib Alimumin, V'Ava V'Shachtan, Rebbe Yoimeh Yikavru. Rebbe says you have to bury it, because Rebbe says it's still Kedushas Agov. Because once you Shechted it, you can't do Hamada V'Harocha, you can't be Poida. Oh, if it still has Kedushas Agov, then what's the halacha going to be? Yesh mayol achamayol. V'chachamim oimrim yipadu, don't worry about hamada v'harocha. If yipadu, that means it has kedushas damim. Oh, if it has kedushas damim, that means ein mayol achamayol. So you want to know what Rebbe was being maisef? He was being maisef this halacha. Kachim ezbech, tmim, v'nasi, v'alimum, v'avav, v'shachtam, Rebbe l'chitasai, who holds yikavru. Why? Because it's considered to have kedushas ha'akov. So if that's the case, the halacha will be mayol achamayol. So Rebbe was being maisef for detail. He wasn't changing the rule. Nobody argues with the rule. The rule is clear. Ein mayol achamayol, with the exception of something that has kedushas hagov. Stating that you have a shitas chachamim that the Gemara brought in the Braisa, because the Mishnah is really Reb Nechemya here. You have a shitas chachamim that says only behema, not klisharis, even though klisharis has kedushas hagov. There the halacha is ein mayol achamayol. Based on a drasha, it says el ha'asham. Additionally, the Gemara brought two rebbe's Rebbe clearly was being meisav, not changing the rule, but he was being meisav to something that the Tanakhama, who's Rav Nechemya, said in the Mishnah. What was he coming to be meisav? It's a Rebbe v'shitasa. Either ha'omer reil la'etzim, Rebbe Shita, that this someone that says a reil la'etzim has to bring a carbon etzim. If it's a carbon etzim, and as kedushas aguf, the halacha is going to be a shmoy lachamoyel. Alternatively, could be it's Rebbe Shita that you need Hamada Varocha, and if that's the case, Kochim is Be'ach Tmim, Vanasu Bawi Mumim, Va'ava Vashachtam, you can't be paid it now. You can't be paid it. So again, it's Kedushas Aguf, Taloch is going to be Yesh Moil Achamoil Viter, not Al Evan, I Kaira. If somebody takes an Evan or a Kaira Shel Hektish, so someone walks into the Beis HaMikdash and he takes an Evan, stone, a kaira or a beam that belongs to Hektish, that loch is hareze loy mal. He wasn't mal. What's pashup shot? Why wasn't he mal? So you'll tell me, because he didn't have hana yet. But we know that's not so pashup. Because there's two ways that you could be mal. You could be mal by having hana. You could be mal by being might see something from the rishos of Hektish. So this will all become clear. Nasa lechaveroi. What happens if the person took this evan or kaira of Hektish and he gave it to his friend? Then the halacha is, who ma'al? He himself was ma'al. Why was he ma'al? Because he was ma'itzid from the Rishos of Hektish. The chaver loy ma'al. Why was his chaver not ma'al? Because a ma'al lach a ma'al. Once he's ma'al, his chaver can't be ma'al anymore. Bana b'toich beisoy. What happens if the person took this evan or this kaira? He said, perfect, it's just what I need. He goes home, he's in the middle of construction, and he puts it into his house. Hareza loy ma'al. He's not ma'al yet, nothing happened yet. Ad sheyodr tachteh b'shava pruta. Unless he lives in his house. That part of the house, b'shava pruta. Now he had a shava pruta. At this point, he's going to be not the pruta shal hektish. If somebody takes a pruta of hektish, ha'reza loy ma, he wasn't ma'al, simply by taking something of hektish, that doesn't constitute mila. So if you take an evan of kair of hektish, you are a ma'al. If you take a pruta of hektish, you are a ma'al even. Nasan l'chaveroi. What if you took a pruta of shal hektish and you gave it to your friend? You gave it to him as a matana. Hu ma v'chaver loy ma. It's the same halach. You were ma'al because you were ma'itzi from the rishus of hektish. Chaveroi loy ma'al because ain ma'al acha ma'al. Nasan l'vala. This is an important line because a lot of the read that we're going to talk about now is related to this line of the Mishnah. Nosna levalan. If the person took a prut of hektish and he gave it to the operator of a bathhouse. So somebody's operating a bathhouse and he tells him, here's $10, want to be able to use the mikveh. And this is what he's giving the balon. So the halach is like this. Is he a mile or is he not a mile? Afal pisha loy rachatz mile. Even if he doesn't use the bathhouse, he's still considered to be a mile. Why? Shehu oimer loy. Because as soon as you pay, this person decided to prepay, he tells him, Arei amerchatz pasuach lefanechi konesir chaitz. You just bought the rights to be able to use the base amerchatz. So being that you bought the rights to use it, so you're considered to have been mitzi, the money, from the Rishus of Hektish into the Rishus of the Balon. We'll see what this means. And it's for that reason you're going to be considered a mile. One more halacha. Achilosoi v'achilas chaver. What if somebody takes something from Hektish, he eats, and he gives his friend to eat. He ate a shear of a chatzi pruta, and his friend ate a shear of a chatzi pruta. So together, they ate a pruta. Are the two mitzdarif, or are they not mitzdarif? Or hanoyosoi v'hanoyas chaver. You didn't eat, you just had simple, good old-fashioned hana, not eating. Achilosoi v'hanoyas chaver. Hanoyosoi v'achil. You ate, your friend had hana, you had hana, your friend ate. Mitzdarif v'mzem zed, alochas, it's mitzdarif. V'afilu mizman aruba. Even the mitzdarif is man aruba, meaning even though when it comes to shurei achila, you have to be mitzdarif p'ktei achilas pras, but when it comes to Hektish and the laws of Me'ila, you don't need the itstarfus of Bechtei Achilas Pras, filu mikan v'adimul shanim, right? Even Lizman Meruba, the halacha is, it could still be mitzdarf. Either way, the first halacha of the Mishnah was, if somebody takes an Evan or a Kaira shel Hektish, you just take it for yourself, you're not considered a mile. If you take an Evan or a Kaira shel Hektish and you give it to your friend, now Me'ila took place. The same was true regarding money. If you would take a Pruta shel Hektish and you keep it for yourself, Hareza Leima. If you would take a Pruta Shal Hektish and give it to your friend, the halacha is, at that point, you would be a mile. Your friend's not a mile. You're the one that's a mile. But you would be faith to Gemara. Maishnahu, maishnah chaver. What difference does it make? Meaning, the Mishnah didn't say anything about Hana. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if you take an Evan or Kurish Shal Hektish, you give it to your friend, Mi'ila took place. If you would take a Pruta of Hektish and give it to your friend, Mi'ila would take place. Why? There was no Hana. The teretz is, because we learned it from Avodah Zarah, that you don't need to have Hana contrary to everything that we've thought for the first 2.5 weeks, learning Masechtas Me'ilah, from learning Chinuch Rashi, Shenana Menahekdash, we learned now there's another way to be Ma'il Menahekdash. A person can be Ma'il even without having any Hana, simply by being Ma'itzi something from the Rishos of Hekdash. So if that's the case, Frank the Gemara, that what's the difference if you took the Eben or the Kairo, or the Pruta for yourself, or if you gave it to somebody else. If I take it for myself, I was also Maitzi from the Rishos of Ekdesh. So, Lachura, once I was Maitzi from the Rishos of Ekdesh, I should be Mo'el. If I take it for myself, it's not Mila. If I take it and then give it to somebody else, then it is Mila. What's the difference? When I took it for myself, I wasn't Maitzi from the Rishos of Ekdesh. Only if I give it to somebody else, Ma'ichnohu, Ma'ichnochaveiroi, Amashmuel, Shmuel said, Begizbar Hamasurus Layaskinon. We're not talking about any ordinary person. We're talking about the Gizbar. The Gizbar is in charge of all things Hekdesh. That means when the Gizbar takes an Evan of Hekdesh and he brings it home, that's not killed Me'ilah. Because he has a right to do that. He has power of attorney. This is his job. This is what he's supposed to do. Kilakach Noitzarta. That's what he was hired to do. So as a result, that's not Me'ilah. If the Gizbar would take a dollar of Hekdesh, put it in his wallet, that's not Me'ilah, because he is considered to some degree the balabas of Hekdesh. So if he's the balabas of Hekdesh, that doesn't constitute Me'ilah. You know when it's Me'ilah? Nosno l'chaveira. Oh, now you gave it to somebody else. Now it would be considered Me'ilah. Zok Tosfos and say all the Rishayim and the Achrayim. It's clear in the Gemara that if the person would not be the Gizbar, then Avada, the halacha would be that as long as you take it from Hekdesh, even if you did not have Hana, the halacha is you would be considered a Me'il. The only reason you need to give it to somebody else to be a Me'il is because we're dealing with the Gizbar. The Gizbar HaMesuras LaYaskinon. It's a super Akimta in the Mishnah. So being that we're dealing with the Gizbar is not being Moitzi from the Rishos of Hekdesh when he takes it for himself. When is it considered that he was Moitzi from the Rishos of Hekdesh? If he goes and gives it to somebody else. But as it relates to somebody else, Enochinami, any person that goes the Beis HaMikdash, if you would take something out of there, or you do a Meshicha, you take it out of the Rishos of Hekdesh, at that point, even if you don't give it to somebody else, it's Pashit, the halacha is, you would be Mayel Exhale. There's a well-known machloikis in Shas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Dvar Torah Ma'os Kainos, or whether Dvar Torah Ein Ma'os Kainos. We know if somebody wants to be Kaina Karka, so karka is nechasim sheyesh behem achrayis. The halacha is its nikness bekesef shtar v'chazaka. Metaltolin is not nikness bekesef. So if you want to purchase something from somebody else, you're buying peiros. You're buying anything that's a dovra metaltolin. You pay for it. So the lekeach goes to the meicher. He says, "Here's $100. I want to buy this thing." The halacha is that until he does meshicha, the kinyan is not fartik. The kinyan is nishlam, it's nigmar, only when he does meshicha or hagbah, this kinyan agav, this kinyan chatzer. There's certain kinyanim that the rabbanu wa mechadesh, kinyan dalaramis, maimit shlashtok. There's a whole spectrum of kinyanim. Money itself is not kaina, which is a chiddush. Because when you learn Masechtas Kedusha, for example, you start the first Mishnah, Isha Niknes Bekesef. So you know there's something called Kinyan Kesef, and it's a Mishnah in Kedusha also. Nechasim Sheesh Ben Amachrayis is Niknes Bekesef Shtar V'Chazach. You want to buy an Eved? Kesef. But when it comes to Metaltlin, there's no Kinyan Kesef. And there was a major, big-time machloikis between the Gedolei Amira, Rabbi Yochanan on the one hand, Reish Lakish on the other hand. This that Kesef doesn't work, is this all a rabbinic institution, meaning Midei Raisa? If you could be kind of karka with kesef, isha nitnis with kesef, something called kinyan kesef. So why shouldn't be able to buy an orange with kesef? Maybe it's a dindra bonnet, or no. Maybe this, that kesef doesn't work, is even on the raisa level. Rabbi Yechanan holds dvar toira, mois kainas. Midday raisa, mois is kainas. Only midrabanon, it's because of a gzera. We don't have to go through that sugya now, obviously. That halacha is that mois is not kainas. Rishlaka shashita is that no. It's even on the day raisa level. Midday raisa, mois is not kainas. How you kainam atalka midday raisa, meshicha, that's the ikrakinyan. That's what Rishlaka says in the sugyas. The Gemara in Perek Hazav, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph, says as follows. Omar Rava. Rava said, Kra u'masnisa misayei alei l'Reish Lakish. I have a posik and I have a Mishnah that support Reish Lakish Hashita. So Reish Lakish Hashita, that Moyes is not koinois, even midday rice, it's not merely a takanas chachamim that kesef shouldn't be koina. On the deraisa, there's no such thing that kesef could be koina. Rava said, avaraya from a pasik, avaraya from a mishnah. So we don't need the pasik. What we need is the mishnah. Masnisa minolon. Zokta gemara here. Bava mitzia. Daf mem chesamad aleph. The tanan. We're going to the mishnah. Nos nolav valon. If somebody took a pruta shal hakdish, and it wasn't just anybody, it was the gizbar. That was the kimta that the gemara made. So the gizbar took a pruta shal hakdish, pulls it out of his wallet. He knows he has to go to the mikveh of Yom Kippur. So he goes to the balon and he gives him a pruta. So the halacha is ma'al. He's considered to be ma'al. Said the gemara. Rava said, I heard from Rav that Rav made a fantastic diak in this mishnah. What was the diak? V'amar Rav, why did the mishnah pick a case of a balon? We picked a case where the Gizbar took the money, he gave it to somebody, but not just anybody, he gave it to someone that was operating a merchet. He was operating a mikveh. What do you need such a fancy case for? Meaning he wants to buy something with the money, right? Isn't that the nimshal of the mishnah? The mashal is he gave it to a baal. What's the nimshal? What's the punchline? He didn't just give it to somebody as a gift, he wants to buy something with it. So why did the gemara say better? Or why did the mishnah say more simply? He took the money and he bought something with it. I don't know what he bought. Why do you have to give it to a balon? It sounds like a shtickle, a hechatimtza. Why could it be simply that he used it? So Rav said, dafka balon, hudalei mechser meshicha. You know why we said balon? Because if a person wants to buy the rights to use a merchitz, how do you buy it? You buy it with money. What do you mean? I thought meshicha. No, because you're going to do meshicha. What are you going to do? You're going to take the mikvah home? So there's no meshicha. It doesn't make sense. So I mean that it's not possible to do a meshicha. So it's for that reason, over there, everybody holds Moses' kindness. But as it relates to anything else, something that you could do meshicha, simply by giving the money to somebody, wouldn't be considered me'ilah. Why not? Because nothing happened. What do you mean? You paid for it. I want to buy $100 worth of pears. I just gave the guy a $100 bill. How is that not considered me'ilah? The teretz is because loy mal ad the mashach is you have to do meshicha. Oh, because Mois is not kindness. Zokt Rav, I have a mishnah, I'm a furish mishnah. We're tucked away at the end of Shas. Me'ilah daf chafa mir aleph. Where the mishnah says that Mois is not kindness. So Rav said, Gishmak, I have a posik that supports Rish Lakish. I have a mishnah that supports Rish Lakish. Again, what's the mishnah that supports Rish Lakish? Because the mishnah says that if the gizbar took money that belonged to Hektish and he gave it to a balon, so the halach is he's a mal. Why is he a mile? Because he was mitzit from the rishus of Hektish into the rishus of the balon. Because the balon was kind of the money, and he was kind of the money because you gave it to him as money that you're going to pay to be able to use this merchitz now. So there was a transfer. There was you'd see him rishus Hektish, rishus Hegit, and it's for that reason it's considered a milo. But the dik that Rava had was, which was Rav's dik, was that we're picking dafka a case of a balon, a case where it's not possible to do meshicha. It's mashma. If this was a case where it was shaykh to do meshicha, good old fashioned metaltlin, that locha wouldn't be true. It wouldn't be considered a yitzim rishus lishus. Why? If Mois is koinos, then why is it not a yitzim rishus lishus? Muzayin that Mois is not koinus. And if Mois is not koinus, it's a riot to Reish Lakish. In fact, the Gemara says Mufurish later in the Sugya, V'chein Amar Rav Nachman, Dvar Toira Mois koinus, Ubotko Levi b'masnisa v'ashkach. And Levi went out, and Levi found a braisa, not a mishnah, but he found a braisa that supports this idea, Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, of Mois koinus. What was the braisa? Nosno l'sitoin. If the gizbar of Hektish would take money, and he would give it not to a balon, not to the person that operates the bathhouse, but he would give it to a meicha peiris. He buys peiris with it. Halach is ma'al. Said Rav Nachman, oh, this is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. This is a raya of Mois koinus. Because if you're telling me that by simply giving it in exchange for kinyan peiris, that's a raya that Mois is going to be koinus. The bottom line is, it's mavur in this gemara, that if the gizbar would take a pruta shal hektish, and he would buy metaltlin with it. He didn't do meshicha yet on the metaltlin. Is he considered a mile behektish, or is he not considered a mile behektish? It's totally in whether you hold dvar Torah mois koinois, or you hold dvar Torah mois is not koinois. According to Rabbi Yochanan that holds dvar Torah mois koinois, he's going to be considered a mile behektish, because the kinyan was chal. According to Rish Lakish, that dvar Torah mois is not koinois, he's not a mile behektish, because the kinyan wasn't chal. If the kinyan wasn't chal, there was no haitzah mirshus lirishus. Azoy is mevur, klar, in the Gemara, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Ches Amen Aleph, Freik the Pnei Yeshua. It's a tmiyah to me, this sugya. Says why? It's true, Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that Dvar Torah, Mois Koines. But that's only Midei Raisa. Midei Rabbanon, Mois is not Koines. Everybody agrees that Mois is not Koines. Everyone holds halachah l'maisa, you can't buy metaltlin with Mois. The Shaila is, what about on the biblical level? Okay. Okay, it's a nice shayla. It's a great question for academics to be able to debate. But at the same time, l'maisa garet, practically speaking, the halach is mois, is not kois. Now, you can ask me a question. If tvar tori mois koin is, how's it possible the rabbanon doesn't work? That's a nice kasha, but this is the sugya. Hefke bez and hefke. The chum have a right to be mafkiya, kinyan de reisa. It's frank to pnei Yeshua. At the end of the day, mois is not koin, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. So if the gizbar takes a prut to shal hektish, and he wants to buy peiros with it, and he gives it now to this moicha peiros, he gives it to the sitoin, this person, that's a moicha peiros. Vazok the gemara is considered a moicha. Why? Because Dvar Torah Mois Koinois. It's very nice Dvar Torah Mois Koinois, but Midrabanan it's not Koino. So Midrabanan, there was never a Yitzia Mirushos Lashos. And the Rabbanan have a right to be Mafkia Kinyon. They were Mafkia this Kinyon. Coulda, woulda, shoulda on the Dairaisa level. It's very nice. Most Rabbanans came about during the beginning of Bayis Sheni, the Vilna Goyen said. So maybe during Bayis Rishon, this halach would be true. I have no idea. But halach l'maisa, freik to pnei Yeshua, even Rabbi Yochanan holds Mois is not koinus, albeit mid Rabbanon. So if the halach is that Mois is not koinus, freik to pnei Yeshua, this is a tmiya bani. It's up to pnei Yeshua, a tremendous yisoid to answer this kasha. It's a tremendous yisoid in the sugya of Mois koinus. He says, v'yesh liyashev, Kemoisha kasafti ilba pirish Rashi. The isol kadaitach the mois koines midei raisa im kain havele kinyan gomer af midirabona. The man da amar Rabbi Yochanan that holds mois koines. We paskin this way, so this will have implications laloch. That according to Rabbi Yochanan that holds mois koines, it's a kinyan gomer midei raisa. Fartar mois koines, it's even a kinyan gomer midirabona. It's only ulechi hadar be milsa achritihi v'nois lemois achren tachtem. The whole yisoid of the kinyan mois not working midrabon on the man d'amah mois koinos is that midrais of the kinyan tchal, even midrabon on the kinyan tchal. The Rabbanon just gave buyer and seller a right to back out if they want to. Al zen nemar that the kinyan kesef doesn't work. But kol kama there's no chazara, kol kama yin achoizer, abad the kinyan is going to be chal. It's going to be chal with the rice, it's going to be chal with the Rabbanon. The gather of kinyan kesef not working by metalton, according to Rabbi Yochanan Olz v'atayr mo'yiz koinis, is not that the kinyan never happened. It's not hefker bezden hefker that they said this kinyan's dead on arrival. It's as if it like shririm v'like kayamim. That's not what happened. What happened is they're masking to the kinyan. The rabbanon say we authorize this kinyan. Absolutely no sign here. Done. It's a good kashrut kinyan, even on a rabbanon level. Narvas rabbanon mechadish that when it comes to karka, then the halach is the chasr sheish b'machrayis. Think of the kesef shar b'chazok. You buy it with kesef, you can never be chayzer. It's no different than any other kinyan. It's always going to work. When it comes to metaltlin, there's a new chiddush. There's a chiddush that you can be chayzer. But what if you're not chayzer? If you're not chayzer, it's a regular kinyan, and the kinyan is going to be a tremendous chiddush. This is what the Pnei Yeshua says here in Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Ches Amad Aleph, to answer this kasha. Yisoid of the Pnei Yeshua is also mentioned in a tshuva from the Avnei Nezer. It's a choshem mishpat, Simin Lamed Hei. He brings that he heard this tshuva from one of the Kadmoinim, and he's mefalful in the tshuva, and in this chiddush, and at the end, he says that I have a raya to this. I think a raya she'in all of tshuva. And that is from a Rambam in Hilchas Trumas, Perik Tes Halacha Yud. The Rambam over there is discussing a koyein that had a behemoth. Now, a kohen's allowed to eat truma. Not only can a kohen eat truma, he can give his whole family truma. His wife could eat truma, his avodim could eat truma, his behemoths could eat karshine truma, right? Even his animals could eat truma. Says the Rambam, yearly, shemachar ha-kohen parasal Yisrael. What if a kohen had a para, and he sells his para now to a Yisrael? V'lokach adamim. And the Yisrael paid money for it. Afal pisha dayin loy mashach halakeach. Even if the Yisrael didn't do meshichi yet on the para, meaning he didn't do the Meshicha, harei ze also la'achila truma. The halacha is that the Koyen is not allowed to give truma to the behema. Why? Shedin Taira, because there's a din Taira that says Mo'ois Koinois. Because we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, says the Rambam, that Mo'ois Koinois, K'moisha Yizbar B'Hilchas Mechachamemka, like I explained to you in the Sugis of Perakazov, in the laws of Mechachamemka. And being that midday rise of Mo'ois Koinois, so says the Rambam, again, what's the halacha? That if a Koyen has a behema, and he sells the behema to a Yisrael, the Yisrael paid money for it, but he didn't do Meshicha yet. So there was a Kenyan Kesef. Says the Rambam, the halacha is the Koyen's not allowed to feed the Truma anymore. Belongs to the Yisrael. Or once it belongs to the Yisrael, the behema is not allowed to eat Truma. It's not the Koyen's. What do you mean? The Yisrael didn't do Meshicha yet. And a par is metaltalin. And metaltalin is niknes b'meshicha. It's not niknes b'kasef. The teretz is because dvar Torah mo is koinus. It's very nice that Dvar Torah Mois Koinus. But that's all coulda, woulda, shoulda. L'maisa, the Chachamim said that Mois is not Koinus. And when the Chachamim said Mois is not Koinus, they said Hefke Bez and Hefke, there was no Kinyan. So at the end of the day, there was no Kinyan. If there was no Kinyan, then it belongs to the Koinus. It belongs to the Koinus. Why can't he feed him Truba? Zakra, because Midei Raisa. It's very nice, Midei Raisa. But the Raisa was bottle. By the Chachamim, with the Koyach of Hefker Bez, there's a rule called Hefker Bez and Hefker. It underpins many Sugis Hashas. It permeates Kol HaTayra Kula. You can't pour cold water on Hefker Bez and Hefker. You can't all of a sudden say, oh, it's only Hefker Bez and Hefker. No, it's real Hefker Bez and Hefker. And L'chur, when the Chachamim said that Kinyan Kesef doesn't work for Metalkalim, they were invoking their right that they have with the halacha of Hefker Bez and Hefker. Just like Ezra said when he came up at the beginning of Bayashani, and he said all the Jews better meet at the town square in 3 days, because we have problems here in Klal Yisrael now. We need to be mechazik, and we need a new bris. And what did he say? Whoever's not going to come in 3 days, yechrom kol ruchush. He's like the Gemara, mikan, hefke bez and hefke. Ezra wasn't playing games. He was going to take everything away. If you didn't come, it was over. So there's a real halacha. Isn't that what the Chachamim did when they said that Mois is not kindness? Who cares about Torah Mois kindness? That's in a perfect world. But we don't live in a perfect world. And the Chachamim said, because of that, this Gzeris is issues, Mois can't be Koinus. It's a pelletless Rambam. Vazok the Rambam. That if a Koin would sell his para to a Yisrael, Mois. No Mashiach. All there was Kinyan Kesef. Yerali, the Aloch is the Koin can't give a Truma anymore. Why? Shadin Torah Mois Koinus. Kemoish is Bar Bilkos Makachamemker. That's all in the utopian world. We don't live in that world. We live in a world where Mois is not Koinus. Who cares that Far Torah Mois Koinus? Okdavni Neiz. It's Muchach. This Chiddush that he brings from the Nois Yaakov. This Chiddush that the Pnei Yeshua says above him, Mitzia Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph. And that is that even after the Chachamim went ahead and said that Mois is not koinois, they didn't mean that Mois shouldn't be koinois. Meaning they agreed that the Torah Mois koinois, midday rice, it's weiter going to be chal the kinyan. And not only that, midday rabbonon, it's weiter going to be chal the kinyan. Norvos, what does it mean then when the Chachamim said that Mois is not koinois? It meant to say that ordinarily, once there's a kinyan, it's too late. It consummates everything. You can't back out. Here it's different. Here there's a schus chazoro. But in terms of the ikur kinyan being chal, avada the kinyan's going to be chal. And if the kinyan's going to be chal, that means right now it belongs to the Israel. It just so happens the koyin, if he wants, could be chayzer. But kolkami's not chayzer, it's not his. It belongs to Israel. It belongs to the Israel. He can't feed it kashine truma. In other words, Pasha, when you learn the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, so you say, what's this machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? It's a theoretical machloikis. What was? What could have been? Dvar Torah Mois Koinois or Dvar Torah not Mois Koinois? But what's Mavur in the Pnei Yeshua above Mitzia Dach Memches? And what's Mavur in the Amnei Nezer and Chayshu Mishpat Simon Lamed Hei? And by the way, it's a Mefurish Ramban in Perek HaZov in the Sugi Dach Memches Ayin Shom. So the Rishonim already say this Chiddush. And that is that there's a tremendous nafkimina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Dvar Torah Mois Koinois, the Kinyan Tzchal. It's Chal Medei Raisa, it's Chal Medei Rabbana. It's just that there's a din that the parties could be Chayzer. However, according to Reish Lakish, Dvar Torah Mois is not Koinois, so there is no Kinyan. There's no Kinyan that's Chalmed Raisa. There's no Kinyan that's Chalmed Rabbanan. What are the Rayas? So one Raya is from the Rambam in Hilchas Trumas, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud. The other Raya is from the Mishnah that we just learned right now. So in addition to all the Me'ila Lumdis that we saw in today's daf, here we have a Lumdis that's really Negeya Kol HaTorah Kula. The Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Dvar Torah Mois Koinois, and how to understand it, the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua extracted from this one Mishnah. Which Mishnah? The Gizbar took a pruta, he gave it to the Balon. The halacha is that he's going to be Mayel. What was the dig? Why the Balon? Why not any Kinyan Kesef? Must be a Raya to Reish Lakish. Why is it a Raya to Reish Lakish? All this raid comes from this Mishnah that we learned right here.